Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The update is that Chris Paul is going to be listed as questionable for Game 7. The direct quote from D'Antoni: I think it's a game time decision, probably doubtful. However they list it, or questionable, they will eventually test it and see if there's any possibility whatsoever. Paul hasn't even tested the hamstring yet, so this, it's not looking good. And the folks out in the desert with the sports books appear to have baked that into their spread for Game 7, which I've seen in some places up to Warriors -6 on the road, which is a nice segue into our segment here, as he does each week at this time. Joining us right now is the founder of pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. You can find him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. RJ Bell joining me right now at CBS Sports Radio. How you doing, RJ?
Hey, two game sevens, Sunday, Monday. Can't do better than that.
Man, yeah, not bad at all. Well, I was just talking about Chris Paul, so let's dig into that a little bit. I feel like that's, it's a topic you and I talk about quite a bit with football and with quarterbacks, as to what guys are worth, and some of what their worth in that sport is based on what the gap is between them and their backup. Chris Paul has been, in my opinion, RJ, the most valuable rocket in this series so far, and we saw some of that play out last night. How much is a Chris Paul worth, especially in a series like this where he's been so crucial to what the Rockets are doing?
Yeah, you touched on it, Sean. It's relative value. The old joke is, how much was Joe Montana, Hall of Fame quarterback, worth? Oh, a half a point when Steve Young was his backup, right? So it's all relative. CP3, probably worth about 4 points. That's a good estimate, 4 points. So Golden State favored by 6 on the road, Game 7 on the road, favored by 6. CP3, if he were playing, Golden State probably be around 2 in that game. Now, Rockets, it's been about pick 'em at home for them, so why would it be 2 in Game 7? Well, I think some of it is fatigue, whereas the Rockets are thinner, and there's been these successive games, one after another, with only one day off in between. Another factor, what's been the biggest question about the Rockets, you being a local guy, I think you can speak to this, entering the playoffs, entering this series, the question's been, can they perform at the highest level when the lights are the brightest?
Yeah.
Well, Game 7, that's about as bright as the lights are going to get in the conference finals. So I think that's a big question mark. I will say one thing, though. If you do like Houston, if you're thinking, oh, man, that 6 looks juicy, home team, give me Houston, I'm going to make a pretty strong recommendation. I think you should bet them, Houston, if you do like them, in the first half only. And here's why. You avoid the third quarter, which is Golden State's best quarter. You avoid crunch time, which is an open question mark when it comes to Houston in the fourth quarter in this high-stakes game. And lastly, I think fatigue's an issue here with that thinned rotation and only the one day off, and for successive games with travel. And obviously fatigue is going to be a bigger factor in the second half. I don't think I've seen an NBA game where if you do like a certain team, all, seemingly everything points to a first half instead of the entire game when it comes to the Rockets.
Yeah, and RJ, this has been just such a weird series, because when Golden State's won, they've destroyed the Rockets. I mean, they've dismantled them. If this thing were decided on point differential, the Rockets shouldn't even bother to show up in Game 7, but it's not. It's decided on which teams can win 4 games. How much do those drastic swings, like the, you know, when Golden State beats them by 41 points, how much does that sort of perception with the average person, how much does that play into the odds on these things and the backing of certain teams in series like this?
Well, it's human nature. It's not about intelligence or lack of intelligence, but rather human nature to have recency bias. We more highly value what we saw most recently or more recently. And when you see a team dominate and you watch the game, you know, let's think of Golden State yesterday. Is after watching that game, are you going to be anxious to bet against them? It's just human nature not to be. So I do think, though, in the playoffs, and this is a nuanced point, sometimes there's more blowouts because and again, obviously that won't be the case in Game 7. What I'm going to say here is let's say, and we're going to be segueing to Boston, let's say that the Boston coach, you know, one of the best coaches in the NBA, Stevens, let's say he figures out something Cleveland's doing, but Cleveland's already up 22, right? They made an adjustment. It's some prior game in this series. Stevens figures it out. What's his motivation to show his response to their response in the fourth quarter down by 16, let's say? Mm-hmm. In general, I think they put that in their pocket and spring at the next game. So I do think there is a little bit of strategy here when a game's getting away from you, other than Game 7, obviously, which is, you know, a mutual elimination game. Or if any given team has an elimination game before that, I think that obviously they play hard the entire game. I think in other games, sometimes you'll see a team not make a change they think is the right change because they want to save it for the next game once this game is already out of hand.
Yeah, the greater good plays in sometimes, no question about that. RJ Bell joining me on CBS Sports Radio. So let's flip over to the series in which Game 7 is tonight, RJ, the Celtics and the Cavaliers. And I'll ask you a similar question to that Rockets series with CP3, Kevin Love in concussion protocol. He's going to miss Game 7 tonight. What does Kevin Love represent as far as the spread on this game goes?
Back to relative value, right? I think if Kevin Love were on Golden State, might not be worth anything. Mm-hmm. I think he's worth about a point on Cleveland because it's LeBron and, in theory, Kevin Love, and then off a cliff. Well, now it's LeBron and off a cliff. So a point. And I tell you, Sean, I'm surprised at this Celtics line. It is Boston at home, favored by 2.5. This is by far the most they've been favored in any game against Cleveland, including the other three home games. Now, you can say, well, it's about Kevin Love. Yeah, that's one point. But think about it. You're telling the public in this game coming up, you can bet LeBron James, who had one of the most amazing elimination game sixes we've ever seen, and you're getting 2.5 points. Man, it just feels like the bookmaker is very comfortable being lopsided on Cleveland, meaning having a disproportionate amount of Cleveland action. And whenever the bookmaker is okay being lopsided, man, I don't want to be on that side. So part of me is holding back from betting Boston because that's my lean because I thought this line would be more towards Pick'em.
Yeah.
But I'm certainly not looking to bet Cleveland because the public is and the bookies are just okay with that, and that scares me.
Yeah. You know, I know LeBron is LeBron, but the fact of the matter is, RJ, like in this series, the home team has not just won all their games, like they've pretty much either destroyed or at least kind of comfortably handled the opposing team. I guess, you know, the books are just sitting back saying, why wouldn't it happen a fourth time with Boston?
I agree, except, and if Boston does win, this will be an important point for Thursday, is Boston entering the playoffs amongst the 16 playoff teams had the best ATS against the spread record on the road of all 16 teams. And their home spread record in the regular season was like, not, you know, like 22 and 17 with some pushes. It wasn't all, you know, it was a little above average.
Mm-hmm.
So this idea that Boston's one of the best home teams and a horrible road team, 82 games of the regular season says that's not the case. The playoffs says it is. Now the playoffs is a different animal. Boston certainly is a young team, and young teams in playoffs often do much better at home. But still, I feel like this is back to recency bias. Yeah, Boston's mighty good at home, but probably not as good as they seem.
RJ Bell joining me on CBS Sports Radio. RJ, what's the what's the concern level right now about the actual brick and mortar sports books out there in Vegas when it comes to the Stanley Cup Finals, in which the Vegas Knights are the favorite to win this thing right now?
Well, first off, I have no concern because I hate bookies. I want bookies to lose because every time they lose, the bettors win. It is a zero-sum game. They are the competition, and man, if the Golden Knights entering the playoffs, check that, entering the season, this Vegas team, first year obviously, 500-1 to win the title. Now, if you look at the pro football, pro basketball, college basketball, MLB, and NHL, all six of those, since 2000, this century, no title team, no title winner has been over 100-1 long shot. And now you've got a team that's favored now, Vegas, minus 150 here in Vegas, favored, but entered the year as a 500-1 long shot. Man, oh man, if they win, this will be the biggest loss on a title's future market, any sport in the history of Nevada, in the history of Las Vegas. It won't even be close. Usually they win with pretty much any team the bookies do that wins. And in this case, it could be upwards the estimates of a $10 million loss in Nevada alone.
That'll be one of the fun parts, RJ, about gambling getting rolled out state by state over these next few years, is there will be more stories like this now. They just won't be tied to Vegas because, you know, people will be able to walk into sports books theoretically and bet their local teams, even as long shots, just for the hell of it, like a $10 ticket or something like that. We'll see more and more of these stories because there's going to be more and more states where this is going to be allowed. It won't just be a Vegas exclusive thing.
And back in the old days when there was a lot of local bookies and the sharpest players in the country would have a bookie in all the big cities, let's say it's Cowboys against Redskins, it might be a 2-point difference. If you look at Dallas, is obviously going to be favored by more in Dallas and Washington more in Washington. And if there are separate pools in these individual cities, you'll see them skewed a certain way. And last point I'll make on this hockey, if you want a pure value play, and no one can debate this, there is value on Washington if you can get the plus 130. How do you know that for sure? Is if you go online that doesn't have all of this Vegas money because it's not the local team, with these online / offshore books, is the line on the series that the odds are minus 130 plus 110. So you're paying 20 extra cents in Vegas if you want to bet the Golden Knights because they're looking for Washington action to try to mitigate how lopsided they are, with Vegas money.
It's RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com. Give him a follow on at RJ in Vegas. Hey, RJ, enjoy these two game sevens. Looking forward to breaking it all down with you next week, my man. Thanks.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.